This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. CBS has announced it is firing Don Imus. The decision came after growing protests against the controversial radio host. Imus was joking with a producer on the air last Wednesday when he made racist and sexist comments about the Rutgers women's basketball team. NPR's Robert Smith joins us from New York. And Robert, CBS had said earlier it was just going to suspend Don Imus for 2 weeks. Now he's gone. What happened?
Well, it's been quite an amazing last 24 hours. I mean, first of all, we saw advertisers just peeling off the program yesterday, and big advertisers too, American Express and Sprint and Staples and Procter & Gamble. Then last night, MSNBC said that it would no longer simulcast the program. And by this morning, when there was a protest in front of CBS headquarters by the Reverend Al Sharpton, CBS sort of found itself as the last remaining company still standing behind this man. And by this afternoon, Les Moonves, who is the president of CBS, put out a statement that said, look, he's deeply upset by this, and he's talked to everyone inside the company, and language like this, I'm quoting him now, has a negative effect on young people, particularly young women of color trying to make their way in the society. And they said, as of now, as of tomorrow morning, he's no longer on the air. They're not distributing the program. I mean, they canned him.
Don Imus, over the years, has become something of an equal opportunity offender. He says controversial things all the time on the air. What was different this time that got him into such trouble?
Well, I think people are going to have to analyze this because there seemed to be this momentum over the past week. And some of it's sort of puzzling. I mean, what he said about the Rutgers team was vile, but he said similar things before. He was talking about young women, which makes it worse. But there was a sort of inevitability to this. It was amplified first by websites like Media Matters, and then it was played endlessly on YouTube. And then it's just every day something happened to keep this story in the front of the news, whether it was protests over the weekend, or it was the decision to suspend him, which happened on Monday, or these advertisers dropping out, or MSNBC. This house of cards where all these corporations support each other. Once Procter & Gamble left, American Express and Sprint didn't want to be advertisers on the program. And it just started to peel away. And all of a sudden, there it was. This man who was considered, you know, one of the top talk radio hosts in the country has no show.
Well, another shock jock, Howard Stern, has landed on satellite radio. Is there the thinking that Don Imus might find a home there as well?
Well, that's the real question. I mean, if Don Imus wants to go back to his ranch in the Southwest and do charity work, he could certainly do that. But if he wants to be on radio, I can't imagine there won't be someone who would give him a shot. He has an enormously loyal audience. He's good at it when he's not doing these kind of insults. And, you know, some of the worst offenders in the past years have found homes on satellite radio. Opie and Anthony encouraged people to have sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And guess what? They now have a show.
NPR's Robert Smith, thanks very much.
You're welcome.